Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, a.k.a. Allison, and Johnny, and Red Hood is just coming in fashionably late. So, yes.
What
tonight,
else is there?
We have like, some very...
More.
Wait, he's here.
More like I was just coming in from the really, really good weather. So, yeah.
Ah.
Right. Anyway, sorry
for
my lateness.
So fashionably late.
We tonight have
some
a dilemma.
Great news.
We have to first cover the dilemma.
Not so much a dilemma. No, not so much a dilemma. It's more real. It's
Pinky, cover the dilemma.
You mean all of us cover it?
The dilemma.
Speechless is actually is raising awareness and making a really good show that really depicts what it is like for people with disabilities, which I believe John even mentioned it got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. I hope it sticks around because there needs to be more shows like that. Especially when they're wanting to make sure that that they are also raising awareness for disabilities.
I mean,
which is yes, Red Hood.
It's great. It's great to see this.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Sometimes they can mess that
about,
up, but they pretty much nailed it.
Oh yeah.
It's about time too.
Oh
that
yeah.
This actually occurred, like. Where a show that is not necessarily a reality show depicts what it is like for people with disabilities. It's really, you can't deny that this is a huge accomplishment. In of itself.
We're not denying it. I mean...
No.
We can't deny it.
I'm just saying that...
We're servicing the industry by putting it out here.
I know.
We're not denying it.
I know.
So,
I know this. What I'm saying is no one should deny something that is...
The only people that would deny such a thing are people who just don't want to pay attention to it.
Right.
And I think that when you produce TV like this will get a nod at so many Emmys.
I hope it does better than other series that came. Other series where it doesn't get shorted or have issues because of the quality that because of what they're discussing too.
Yep.
You can't deny something of this nature.
That I've seen some pilot episodes that are like real stinkers. This wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes people who find this to be really beneficial to actually discuss, to have an open communication of discussing what is actually out there too, and not just going, oh, we don't want to discuss this because it's too challenging. What? Life is challenging in and of itself, so it's either you don't hide the elephant in the room, actually do something about it. Don't be the person that just goes, oh, it's fine. Ah, oh, it's okay. No, it isn't.
I mean,
actually,
it's
far from
it. The fact is that they're probably ABC, you know, I was talking to the chief publicist for ABC the other week, and they get somebody from Speechless on the show, and I can't say who, but you know, in the fact that we do what we do, right? And I said, this is what we do. He was so keen on it.
Right.
He's like, yes, please. And I think that shows like Speechless turn people's heads. I mean, there hasn't been.
And if we the ability to make, to cause a, to raise eyebrows for what we do, I think we're in the same, we can do great things just like Speechless is. And it shouldn't matter.
Yeah. I mean,
what ability do you have?
Is that, I think the real thing is that we are audio, they are audio visual. Like, you can see it. You can't stick our tepid show on visual. I mean, you could, but the jokes would become that much better and funnier.
Right, yeah.
And that's just the funniest thing.
That's it, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I also think that there's more to just having it's more to just have an open mind and viewing the show, the series, with an open mind, because if you don't have an open mind, then you won't actually learn or grow with people versus grow and learn what is out there and how much everyone has the ability to grow. And it's a huge thing when we're seeing a series break boundaries and not just for some little thing. It's a pretty big thing in and of itself to just go and say, yeah, it's fine and dandy. It's fine, yes, but you can't think that that it's just okay to ignore who's out there too, and who might actually feel that need to make a change and actually have the chance, be given the chance to do different things.
The thing is that really, these kinds of shows rarely come about.
And when they do,
what a joke.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, and when they do,
it's a challenge
to... It's a challenge
growing.
What I'm trying to say is we're laughing with him, not at him.
Right. I mean, that's the best thing is that when you have something as sensitive as a disability TV show, I think that the best part really is that they're recognized. The even better part is that they're not getting, like Glee, they're not getting a person who is not getting a person who is able-bodied, which is even better. And that's really it, you know. You're not gonna see that, you know. I think that more and more and more. I mean, as I write, as everything begins to happen for the show, that you're gonna see the attack of the disabled writer, the attack of the disabled actor, and we're gonna come out, and you're not gonna really like.
Yeah, we're gonna come out blazing.
You're gonna either like us, or you're gonna go and say, but.
Maybe this thing.
You know, because it really doesn't matter.
Maybe this
it really does not matter.
It would also mean that if people don't like it, it's okay. You don't have to like it. You have to just understand. Be willing to grow, not just to say you're going to grow a time. Actually grow with what is going on versus being stuck in a disilluded state of being.
Being stuck in a state is not good. Being stuck in a state.
And I know we have to move on to our another subject, which
the thing. The dilemma.
Yes.
The dilemma. My favorite part of the show is the dilemma.
Red Hood. Have you ever thought about Apple would be going into the fashion industry?
Me? No.
Because
not in a million years. I mean, why is Apple? I mean, look.
Apparently, could I please? They unveiled a new patent for an Apple unveiled a bag, which I don't know what to think. Are they trying to fool us? Is this like an April Fool, a bad April Fool's joke? Oh wait, it's not April. It's not April 1st.
It's
so
not April.
So it's kind of a
Pinky. It's not April.
And apparently they unveiled it. They unveiled it, and it was. I don't know what they're wanting to use it for, but they're trying to. I don't know if they're trying to make it where you get a special bag when you go to the Apple Store to.
It's going to cost like $30.
Like. Right, a shopping
wait,
bag.
It's going to cost
$30. A reusable shopping bag. What?
Wait.
Then
it's
going to
cost $30.
Then I would hope that shopping bag is made. If it costs $30, I don't see
wait.
That being
Wait, wait for a joke. Like, it's going to cost $30 and it's going to be replaceable in 6 months.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Oh, no. And I don't think, and if they're trying to help save the planet, why are they trying to patent a bag?
Yeah.
Because isn't there other stores that have the reusable bags? They lost that momentum when they actually decided to give someone the ability to purchase a bag. I don't know to give to purchase a bag
that
you could purchase anywhere else.
Look. With Apple, you can purchase an iPhone with an eye, an eye bag with an eye bag, an eye shaped like a bag, a computer to fit in the eye bag.
That would be funny.
An iPod, as vintage as they are.
An iPhone with no headphone jack.
An iPhone with no headphone jack that's an adaptable headphone jack. And everything else. You can also purchase Beanie Babies from Apple as well. They're called applications. You know, there's a lot of things that one can purchase. I mean, like, everything.
Right, yeah.
Everything.
But you wouldn't be thinking of just being I could understand if they're trying to say, yes, purchase our bag, but have it be, I would hope that it's a reusable one, that it's not going to be like $30, $40. At that point, I would say, have that money go to charity.
Yeah.
Because I will not be spending $30 for a reusable bag, and granted, there are cities that have taxes on bags for like shopping bags. If they're trying to prevent people from using plastic bags, it better be a reasonable amount of money, too.
I mean,
because guess what? Do you
what?
Really? Or is it going to be a fad? Oh, carrying around my Apple iBag shopping? Really? Come on.
Oh, that bag was so 6 months ago.
Are they trying
to? I got the new Apple iBag too.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I mean, that is. There is a thing where you can say, oh, that bag was 6 months ago. Oh, wait, it was even 12 months ago, you know, back in December.
Hey, yeah.
Up and here comes the new.
Wait.
Here comes the new Apple Bag QS.
Wait.
Yeah, right.
Oh God, that would be funny. But what about it? Are they going to compete with Coach or Louis Vuitton?
No, I have a better idea. They're going to compete with Ralph Lauren.
Oh God, no! Just no.
Yes.
No.
That's the new designer version.
Exactly, Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren will do anything right. to look. So was Candy Making Daughter. You know, it'll be like, really? You know, and they'll ruin it with, like,
right.
the fucking polo horse on it. Apple and Apple Polo, you know, or Apple.
Oh, God.
You know, Apple.
I guess they're trying to be better than a Microsoft store bag.
No. I think Microsoft has a lot going for it. I mean, they just had the new Xbox, which is actually considerably cheaper.
Even though I am on a Microsoft PC, of course.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, it just doesn't. But at the same time,
Red Hood, jump on to our next, our final topic
like
of
the
night. Since I think this one is one that we missed the last time on Monday. So I think it's kind of a priority. It's a priority for us to discuss it. It's kind of a rather, it's one of those topics that isn't really talked about. Go ahead, Redhead, you have the floor.
I do have the floor? Is it called self-advocacy?
Yes, come on.
Yeah.
Is it called self-advocacy?
Yes, that's the one that...
Finally, the government gets it. Finally, there's a national push for self-advocacy.
Yes.
Great. This is good. This is fucking awesome. It's great. Why is it great? Because self-advocacy got us this program. Self-advocacy got us these characters. Self-advocacy got us everything that we've asked for in life. And it gets you shit too, viewer. That's right. You get shit as well.
And it's people start self-advocating for themselves. If you have an issue, be an advocate for yourself. You don't have to be pushed around because of who's right, who's of thinking that a-okay for something to go on when it isn't. Because guess what? That's not living. That's far from it.
No,
that means that you're missing out on so much. And if you have the ability to be your own self-advocate, please take it into consideration, because you could end up making changes in your own for yourself, and also could also be one way of giving others hope who you know as well, especially if you're in situations that aren't the best.
Exactly. I mean, you were going to say?
Go ahead.
No, I mean...
Before we get going, since we have 2 minutes
Yeah, I'm going to say this very quickly.
I want to just say something like that.
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. I was going to take care of what we needed again. Just so to know, Real Abilities has posted on their Facebook the dates for their film festival, which you can find them at on Facebook under Real Abilities New York Disability Film Festival. Definitely check it out, the dates, and you'll definitely hear us speaking about this, about Real Abilities in the next few months.
In the next few months, and we'll have when other people. We're looking forward to Monday because we all know what Monday is on this podcast, right?
Yes. And it's
Mr.
William
Feeny
Daniels
comes
and
on
Bonnie
and
Bartlett.
Mr. Feeny and Bonnie, William Daniels, otherwise known as Mr. Feeny to loads of people. And a ton of other stuff, as well as Kit.
And Kit.
And Kit and other people
and
comes on the podcast. And we are so excited to have him and his wife. And they will be on for 2 hours, and it will be a blissful, a fantastic interview. And over the next few months, we are going to bring other people on as well. We can't announce who just yet, but we can reassure you that they're big,
because of
big names. They are names, people. Names! We want names! God damn it! Said the president.
Yes, and and on that note,
no time left.
We gotta hit the road. Yes, there's no time left. So stay tuned
about
Monday when we interview Mr. Feeny. Mr. Feeny and William Daniels, also known as Mr. Feeny, and Bonnie Bartlett. On Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't want to miss it. Definitely tune in for more info and get ready for an amazing ride that we have in store.
Definitely. And
bye.
We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.